They gave me a lot of nice things at the health center. They gave me nappies and a lot of other things to help me.
Only a couple of years ago, Mary wouldn't have traveled 7 kilometers to give birth at this rural health center in Zambia, let alone come for pre- and postnatal checkups. Now she's changed her mind about maternal care, along with her whole community. It's all because of one program, results-based financing, known to people here as RBF.
The big thing I can talk about is the culture. I always refer to it as the RBF culture of excellence. So the culture changed.
RBF puts funds to improve maternal and child health care into the hands of those who know how to use it best, the local health clinics. Their results are monitored, but RBF gives health centers autonomy. They decide how to address their own unique challenges, like the need for a new maternity ward, a source for clean water, a more sterile delivery room, better care for at-risk newborns, and rural women's preference to deliver at home that contributes to high infant and maternal mortality. The promise of a bar of soap, some nappies or cloth for the traditional vitenge, these incentives are bringing women and their husbands to health centers.
So it has helped us to sensitize the community, because we are giving them incentives so that we convince them to come to this clinic. Maternal deaths now are reduced because people are coming to the facility to deliver.
This troop of actors educates people about health issues. RBF promotes such outreach efforts and also encourages the formation of community-based safe motherhood action groups. Beatrice Tole used to be a traditional birth attendant, but gave it up when RBF started.
When we went to the health center, the RBF taught us about SMHGs and that we should not give birth at home. They help us with a lot of things. They bring us the means to transport pregnant women to the health center. They also advised us to take pregnant women to the health center. Deaths related to pregnancies are now reduced.
Advocate Justine Peary gets paid for referring women to health clinics, which helps boost her family income.
When we come here, they give us food. Even the pregnant women come with their husbands to not stay hungry. They are also given some food to eat.
Pre- and postnatal checks also provide opportunities to discuss family planning and receive other services like HIV screening and treatment. There are other challenges. Zambia has a small, widely dispersed population. Health centers must attend to people in villages, sometimes as far as 40 kilometers away. So many clinics use the additional funds from results-based financing to invest in transportation.
Fully immunized children. These have also increased because with the help of RBF, we bought a motorbike with some bicycles, which we are using to go for outreaches, far-flung areas where we are immunizing these children.
Another incentive, patients are treated by caring and motivated staff. Some receive bonuses for exceptional service.
They come for work on time, they're always smart in their uniforms, then their morale is very high. Even the attitude towards patients has changed.
In the districts where it's been implemented, RBF has increased coverage and quality, giving more women and children access to essential health services. And immunization rates for children under 5 have increased.
RBF influenced other co-programs which were not incentivized. Those other issues like malaria, TB, environmental health, sexually transmitted illnesses, other childhood illnesses like diarrhea and pneumonia and other things, received better care through the quality checks that RBF had introduced.
Before results-based financing, many mothers were reluctant to visit health centers. Now their entire communities see the benefits.
As the chief, I tell people it's better to deliver at the facility than in the village.
For verification, RBF requires improved record keeping and rigorous accounting. An unexpected benefit, health programs from the Zambian government and other donors are better accounted and more transparent because of RBF. As for Mary, she will continue to visit the health center for herself and her baby. And she lets other villagers know about the quality care she's receiving.
I showed my friends what I was given at the health center and encouraged them to start visiting the clinic during the early stages of pregnancy.
To learn more about results-based financing for healthcare, please visit worldbankgroup.org.